Okay, so we're on bottom page 242. The Mishnah on the bottom of Siman Reish Yud. Right, so we started this yesterday. He says, "Le'in yishtias revias," right? Drinking a revias. Right, so what's the shear for a revias? So he says, "Yishasa v'hivsik ma'at v'chaz v'shasa ad shehishlim." Right, you drink, you stop, you drink a little bit more. Ad shehishlim the revias until you finally drink the revias. So yesh om de'eno mitztarif. So there are those who say it is not mitztarif. Dovi, you hear better now? You're on here twice somehow.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I didn't hear anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
because
it said there were like three participants on. And it was like dead silent. I waited like 2 minutes and I didn't hear anything.
Okay, well now you're on. Okay, good. We thought that you just, they didn't have reception in that part of the country.
But there's a second same number.
Yeah, I know. That sort of like seems to have gotten locked in there. But okay, we'll ignore that other one. Okay, so we're saying that if you drink a revias, right, so you can hear me now, Dovi?
One second. I'm getting at the place.
242. 242. 243, actually.
If one middle hour, okay.
So we're
Mishabur, right?
Right. Well, we started the Mishabur, yeah, but go to where the little Yud Beis is. Actually, we're going to go back to 242. Go to the Sharat Siyan Yud Aleph, right? Because he says that the first sheet is that you have to drink enough of to get a revias, right? Your shear is not a kezias, it's a revias, which again is a bigger shear because the revias we said is 3 ounces, the kezias is 1 ounce. Okay, so look at Yud Aleph, and he says, okay, I'm lechem mishum paragayis melchazit usher, right? Where a lot of the shear is always, where does the shear get? Discussed by Hilchos Yom Kippur, right? If you're eating pachas mikashir, how long of a delay between the two must you have in order to have tziruf, right? I mean, that's, we know, let's say a person's sick on Yom Kippur, so we'll tell them, okay, you can have a cracker every 9 minutes, you can have, a certain amount of water every 9 minutes, right? So that's what he says. If you look in Hilchos Yom Kippur, that's where you're going to find out a lot about the shiur. It says, V'tavim ha'ash shenim ha'lashim v'kam v'sim tov ha'ashim. That's fine. Now, he says, V'nirli d'stam shtiyas revias. Again, now we're on 243, first top line of Shara Tzion. M'sharim k'dar shtiyas m'neldim. So how do you calculate it? It's how you normally drink it. She'enu shosehu b'vas achas kim b'shtei pamim. Right? So it's not, 3 ounces in one gulp, but in two gulps. Shu me this derech eretz, right? Not a fast drink and not a slow drink. Now again, 3 ounces is not a lot, right? So, and what's interesting is, so according to this, what's the shear of kidei revias? So, some sheets I saw are around 10 seconds. How long does it take you to drink 3 ounces in two gulps? I saw Rav Heineman once, I saw in a publication or something, when I was in Baltimore. So he said it was 30 seconds. Okay, that's a very slow 2 gulps to drink your 3 ounces, right? But it's a shorter period of time. It's not 2 minutes, not 4 minutes, it's not even, not the 6, 7, 8, 9 minutes, right? It's a very short shear for drinking. Okay, and he says, back in that Shara Tzion, he drank a little bit and drank again. If you, from the beginning till the end, you drank a revias, mitzdarfen, look a shir. Right, again, it wasn't as long as it wasn't more than 30 seconds or 10 seconds. Right, you waited between your eatings. Right, more than the whatever number of seconds that is. Okay, so we'll stop there in the Shara Tzion. But again, that's the first opinion, that the shear is a small shear, 10 seconds to 30 seconds. Yesh Omer, okay, the Yesh Omer, the second Yesh Omer, right, back in that Mishnah on the top there, on 243. So here you have a number of sheets that hold that the shear is not 10 seconds, but it's the same 2 minutes, 4 minutes, whatever it is. Right? Now again, there are, even though we said the most posts can go hold of the 9 minutes, right? The Chassam Sofer is the one who said 9 minutes, as Talmud Maram Shik said 8 minutes, right? Because he felt that the nine was just a rounding, right? But 8 minutes, right? But almost everybody holds that the Shir Achilas Pras, that's too long, it's just a Chumra on Yom Kippur that we wait that long. Really should be, you know, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, right? Or Scheinberg goes as far as 6 minutes, right? Okay, so, but the second Yeshua here, the Mitzvah, if you know, Shom, Mitzvah, Shatzov, Shios, Mitzvah, Achilas Pras, right? It's going to be the 2, 4, 6 minute Shir. Milakam, Mitzvah, Tov, Reshid, Base, if you had that for drinking, it's the same length of time, which means you do have a lot of time. The Gra comes out that way. And they bring down from the Chazon Ish that he also holds that way. Right? But we'll see, it's not necessarily agreed to by everybody. Right? That you have that long. And L'chatchila, we'll see, you should try to drink it within the 10 to 30 seconds. Now, he says, V'neila inyan shtiyas teh v'coffee. What about tea and coffee? So that's a complicated case because, right, it's too hot to drink so fast. Sh'derach l'shtos l'kshulcham, right? The normal, you drink tea or coffee when it's hot, and it takes a long time. V'kosh l'shtos l'blo hefzik k'derach shar mashkin. And you can't just drink it, you know, if you want to say you have to drink your, you know, revius in 30 seconds even, let's take the 30-second time. So that's not hot coffee. You're not going to drink in 30 seconds. Right, your 3 ounces, you sip it. The kosh l'shtos li hefzik k'dar shar mashkin, you're just not going to drink it that fast. Ki ma'at ma'at, so yesh machlokas rabba ben aposkin. So he says it's a huge machlokas, right? Im tzarech l'varach bracha achrona, l'dei rishon anal. If you have, right, the 10 seconds or 30 seconds, you're not drinking 3 ounces of coffee, of hot coffee in 10 seconds. Right, just not happening, right? Now, what would be the shita that you would still make a bracha? Right? Meaning, his machlokas, whether you make a bracha achrona. Right? The assumption is you're not, it's going to take you 20 minutes to drink it, and you're not having anything drunk, certainly within 10 seconds or 30 seconds, you're not going to have 3 ounces. Right? But the shita is that maybe hot foods are different, because hot foods are not meant to be drunk fast. And therefore, how can you make the shear of shtia tied to something which is not relevant? Shtia is normally, right, a regular, you know, we'll say cold beverage, right? You'll drink in pretty quickly. But something that's very hot, you won't. And they do bring down, it should be the same on the other side if you have ice cream. Something that's very cold and you can't eat it so fast. Right? Or drink it, whatever you want to consider ice cream. That's a separate shadow. But, okay, so he says... So, according to the opinion, you have to do 10 seconds, you're not drinking your coffee that fast. And therefore they say, not to make a bracha. Is not to make a bracha achrona if you don't do it within 30 seconds. Now, again, you see from here, right, you see from here that he seems to be holding, like the first opinion, that the sheer bracha achrona is 30 seconds or 10 seconds. Because, you know, Yudal in the Sharat Sinai says, L'dei Shnia Shir Dafin Shom B'tchilat Sof Yosem Diyach Pras. You do have 4 minutes to drink 3 ounces, you know, according to that opinion. But he says the Minhag Olam is not to make a bracha achrona on tea because, you know, we're going with the 10 to 30 second shir. Now, he says, V'an Shem Mais and Nogin Shil B'sof Shtiyason Menichin K'dei Shir Revius Shit Stanin Ma'at K'dei Shiyuchal Lishtais Revius. He says the Anshe Maisa, what they do is, so you have a Brach Achron issue, they will leave behind 3 ounces, let it cool off, and then you drink the 3 ounces in the proper shear. And he says, one should do that, to be able to say, according to everybody, right? Right, so if you hold like the Gra, so the issue, I mean, it's really just the Chumra to do that, because, you know, you're most likely going to drink 3 ounces, according to the Gra, in 4 or 5 minutes, right? But you're doing it to be close for the Shulchan Aruch Shita, right? Now, again, it seems from seems from the Mishnah Berurah that he's more likely than not passing, or certainly leaning towards the shorter shear. Okay, then he goes on in Aleph. Right, so again, just something to be aware of when you're drinking something, to make sure you drink a shear within the, a relatively quick time, in order to be out, say, the sheet, the first sheet that brought down here. Okay, he says the next part of Mishnah Berurah. Imachal pachas mikashir v'halach l'chutz v'chazer miyad. Interesting question. You ate, half a kezias. Right? And then you went outside. So remember, according to the Mishnah Berurah, if you go outside for anything, for 1 second, you have to make a new bracha rishona. Right? According to Aruch HaShulchan of Moshe, you don't, for a quick thing. But Mishnah Berurah was pretty straight, that if you go outside, you bring your garbage can to the curb, right? You have to make a new bracha when you return. So you ate a half a kezias of something before you went outside. Then you go outside, you come back, and you have to make a new bracha. He says, even for bread, you didn't need a shear. Right? That's one of the reasons why we tell everybody to eat a kezias of bread right away. Because if you don't eat kezias of bread, and for some reason you go outside, you have to make a motzi again. Right? So here you went outside, and you came back in within... Again, we're using cake, and we're assuming, right, you were outside for 2 minutes, and the shear is 4 minutes. And you went outside, and you already ate a half kezias before you went outside. You were outside for a minute. You come back, and your other half kezias. Is that mitzdarif? You do need a new bracha on the part when you come back. So he says, Yeishlein mechazer v'elchal pachas mekashir, echdei achilas pras mitzdarif. Are they mitzdarif? Do like you and shalach lachot, havik mo heschadas? Maybe they're not, because you walked outside, and we treat that as heschadas. V'ayimog and avram nusad mitzdarif. The mother seems to come out that they are mitzdarif, and the Rav Moshe holds that they are mitzdarif, right? Because Lamaisa, you waited within, the certain amount of period, the 4 minutes, right? So again, this is the case that he brings down. They would generally be passing that's the case. It's mitzdarif, but you have other cases. Let's say you had a half a kezias and you threw it up, and you eat another half a kezias, right? So that's not mitzdarif, because your stomach only got the benefit from half a kezias. The other half it threw up. And let's say you ate a full shear, right? What we just mentioned was you ate a half a kezias, then you ate another half. Let's say you ate a kezias, then you throw up. So again, we generally pass on that also, that you don't... Since your stomach will not be digesting that food, there's no bracha achrona, even though you actually had a kezias and you were chayiv to make the bracha at that point. But if the food is gone, it's, just like we say that once your food is digested, right, you're no longer able to make a bracha achrona, you can't have a more digested type food than stuff you threw up. Okay. Let's go back to, base. So, pachas mervias, so you drink less than a revius, right? You make a bracha rishona and no bracha afterwards. Bashir revius for kizayas on comments in reishayin al sivkot and samaches mishnah berurah bir alach hasham comments in tafev of mishnah berurah. Right now, again, when it comes to foods or if it comes to drinks, again, we talked about a drink is Rav Moshe 3.3 ounces. Maybe one other place wrote 3 ounces. Right, we generally view a revius as 3 ounces, a kezias as 1 ounce. When it comes to food, we know from the brachas, from the kezias book, it's not so simple to determine, right? Even though they're going to tell you, well, the shear is, 50 cc's of food. But again, that's volume, that's not weight. You can't just measure 50 cc's of food. You have to Archimedes it to see how much it displaces. Because it can have air holes, it can have this and that. And that's what Rabbi Bodner did, is he Archimedes it. And he came up with all those shiurim. Now, as we said, he mentions that, the stuff where, whether you're mitzdarif, sugar and all that other stuff with your flour, right, sugar, oil, does that count? So he says, those who hold it doesn't count, right, you need to have more of a shiur. But in terms of actual volume. And again, that's why the number looks very, you know, he has, you know, bagels like 10 kizasim. Okay, I'm sure the empirical evidence is that that is probably the case if you would do it at home. You know, every so often I say, okay, this year I'm going to do it at home. You know, I send out the chart every year for matzah. And I'm trying to remember if I did it one year, but, you know, and the matzahs, because someone else did the Archimedes on the various matzahs, and it came out with a certain density, which allows you to determine weight, right? You have volume and density, you can get to the weight. So, you know, I've always wanted to just take after Pesach, go take some matzah, and actually, you know, put it into water and see how much it displaces to see if the density matches up with the density that, you know, the other guy claims is the case. But in any case, the shear of a kezias is not so simple. The kezias book is helpful, right? At least to get you started. But there's definitely a lot of different opinions on how big a kezias is. And that's even, you know, let's take the drink one. But you have the same issue with the regular kezias of food. Right, you have the Chazon Ish Ashir, you have Reb Chaim Noah Ashir. And the Minig in Eretz Yisrael is always fine, follow Reb Chaim Noah. Right? When Chazon Ish started with his Ashir, so people, you know, started being Machmir, but Reb Yashir, well, in Yerushalayim, Reb Yashir, from Zalman, they all held that Reb Chaim Noah Ashir, the 3 ounces for food, right, the small Ashir for a Kezias, for, I mean, 3 ounces by liquids, the small Ashir by food, right? So generally, you can go with the smaller Ashir. Okay, let's go to Gimel. Mevorach tchilo avafilu al kol shehu beim midvar ochel beim mimashka. Right, for bracha rishona, we don't care what the shear is. A drop, right? You take a lick of flour, you have to make a bracha rishona. Right, to us, alamas min olam hazeh below bracha. Right, you need a bracha on everything, even a little drop, even though it doesn't take a bracha achrona. Right, so it doesn't satisfy you, but any food requires a bracha beforehand, and as the Gemara says, if you don't make the bracha beforehand, that would be a gizela. Okay, so he says in Dali Achrav, afterwards you make a bracha, well, you don't make a bracha achrona because you don't need a shear. To be pass haloksi v'achal v'savot v'irachto v'ein achila v'chol atar p'chusim kizayis. Right, so since by benching it says you have to eat, so you need a kizayis. B'shar dvarim. Shetiknu chazal bracha achrona kein zetiknu. Right, so therefore they require, right, for food to have it be a kezias. V'mashkinam is eshkan ba'amal in yishtias mashkin asurin dechiv of revius. Right, so just like we find, and that's why do we have a revius by beverages, because we see by isurin, right, if you drink a liquid that's asur, the chiv is by a revius.
Quick question.
Yeah.
So what if you had a shahakal, you ate a shahakal and you're also drinking a tea or coffee, mm-hmm. and you finish eating your piece and your coffee or tea is going to last for a little while because you're going to, you know, drag it out. Should you do a bracha achrona for the solid?
So that we'll see, but I think most poskim are not comfortable with splitting your bracha achrona. Meaning you may now be, by, you know, what you're doing is you're saying, okay, I'm making my bracha achrona for my apple, and I'm not making the bracha achrona for the tea. But many say, look, your bracha achrona covers everything you just ate, and therefore you may have to make a new bracha on the apple. I mean, on the tea, and that's not something we like. So we may see this issue later. But yeah, generally that's we don't like the bracha achrona lechatzayin. Okay,
so you wait till you finish.
Okay, especially with what we just said, that the coffee or tea, you have a whole shaila if you drank a proper shear, so you're definitely better off waiting. Right? So halchanan kishtiknu bracha achrona b'mashke b'shear zetiknu. Right? They do raise the question, right? Because maybe by benching, right? What do you think it says in the back? Right, that maybe if you didn't eat a shir kedei achilas pras, I mean, you ate a kezias, right? But you ate it over 20 minutes. So you ate 20 kezaisim over however long. You never ate enough to bench kedei achilas pras, but your mamish sovea, right? So are you supposed to bench? Right? So we'll see And it's also a big discussion, you know, whether that's the case or not. Right? Does v'achalta v'savata, or do they say that, look, we require a kizayis, so you didn't have a kizayis in the proper share. So even though you're stuffed, you somehow got stuffed, you know, that the Rabbanan would override the Doraisa. Okay, I did see that the discussion about that. I'm not sure. Let me see the other thing. What if I saw it there? Okay, I'm not sure where I saw that, but it is a question whether that would be the case. Okay, now let's go on. So he says, okay, back to the Shulchan Aruch up on top. So he says, V'yesh mistapkin leimer shal davar shu kibriyaso. If you have what we call a beria, right, a whole item could go in gagar shel anav. Right, you have one grape, o shel rimon, or you have the, one rimon seed. Right, maybe that's chashuv enough, even though it's not a kezayis, but maybe it's chashuv enough to warrant the bracha achrona, which in this case would be an al ha peros. Shemivarach and liachar v'alpi shem b'kezayis, even though kezayis, it's a whole creature. Lachein nachon lizar shel lechol beria pachz b'kezayis. And therefore, one has to be careful. Now, when you're talking about eating, you know, I don't even know what small fruits are. You put a cherry, a whole cherry in your mouth, right? Okay, so that's a suffix, whether it requires a bracha achrona. But okay, it's not so complicated to get covered. Just go take a shahakol somewhere else, right? And you make your bar nefashos. But it's when you have your a beria and you're creating a suffix bracha, right? And al haperos, because you took a grape or you took a rimon, right? That's a different deal, right? So
raisin too.
Okay, we'll talk about raisins. We'll talk about raisins now because it's the first thing that, you know, raisins. It sounds like Rav Vosner held that a raisin might be a whole beria, right? He says if it's totally dried out, he's not sure. But Rabbi Bodner specifically holds that raisins are not berries. It's too much gone from the raisin to be considered a beria, right? So even though when I eat raisins, if I'm only eating a raisin for purpose of a bracha, then I will be makbid not to eat a whole raisin, right? Obviously, if you eat a shear of a bracha achrona, it's not a problem. So you make an al haperos on the raisins, right?
Right.
Where you have the issue is if you're going to have, let's say, chocolate-covered raisins. So you're having chocolate-covered raisins, so the question is, right, so you have to bite each one in half each time, right? That's not so ideal, right, if you're having more than one or two. So you can probably rely on Rabbi Bodner, who says that they are somewhat processed. They may not even be whole, right? They may have lost something. What?
Yeah, what about, okay, let's say you have one almond.
Yeah,
now, I know you can get coverage, but you've already put yourself in a suffix.
You're right. You do. Yeah, any whole food, you're going to put yourself in a problematic situation. So you have to be aware. So it's not so much of a problem. Again, it means you're eating less than a shear. You're not eating kezias of whatever food you're talking about, but you are eating just one. And by the way, the same if you eat one sesame seed, you got the same problem. Right, those are
so
all
what I'm saying is, a grape tomato, okay?
Now, again, if you're only going to eat one, you do what I do with the grape. I bite the grape in half, I eat one half, and then I'll eat the other half. We'll see about how you deal with that, you know, later. But, you know, there are ways to deal with it so you're not considered eating a whole beria. We'll see what a whole beria means, right? Putting the whole thing in your mouth. Okay, let's just see Mishabrua. Let's get some of the ground rules here. Oh, let's just finish the Ramah there. The Ramah says, "Lo mikri beria, elim ochel kamoshu." You have to eat it as is. Avim lo kach hagarin mimenu lo mikri beria. If the pit is already out, let's say you're eating a a fig, a date, you're eating a date, right? You take the pit out. That's not a beria. Okay, so we'll stop there in the Shulchan Aruch.
When they do raisins, they don't take out the pit?
No, it just dries in there. Just dries in there. Okay, so let's go to Hey Gargar Shel Anav. He says Hood in Yagado, same as the cherry achas, or kitnis achas. Eat one bean, right? You'll run yourself afoul of this, you know, with all those cases, and you know, you just got to be careful. Right, and again, you see from the examples that it uses cherries and beans that you see it's not a Shivas Aminim thing. It's any food that's a whole food is a problem. So he says in Vav Shemivarchan the Acharov, so Mibnei Chashivus, because it's Chashav, Im Nisraska Kod Machilo Mikri Bria. If it was like crushed before you eat, it's not considered a beria. So again, crushed, and maybe that's, right? If you look in Chaf Aleph in the Shar HaTzion, he says, "Im hu adinim chilko mikol mishnayim v'achol," or you cut it in half, right? So it sounds like the raisin, maybe, right? That he holds that the raisin somehow gets, you know, somewhat. I don't know if it's crushed, but it's not considered a whole. Okay, all right. So like I said, what I did is I'll bite it in half and only eat half. And I'll eat the other half later. Right? But he clearly says here that if you cut it in half, right, that's right, and he brings down here that if you eat it, you don't eat the whole thing at one time. So he says the Ben Ish Chai says that's not a beria, the Or LeZion. So okay, that would give you two Svardi posts from the Ben Ish Chai and the Or LeZion. But then Rabbi Yashar said the same thing. So again, if you have a grape, you're only eating one grape. And again, this comes up if you're trying to just get some brachas in. You're going to eat one grape, one whatever, right? So just bite it in half and eat it in two shots. Zion, Kimoshi, eat it as is.
Listen, what about a piece of an orange?
No.
Is that considered a bear?
No. That's a piece of an orange. Right.
What's the difference in that and a rimon?
Well, because the rimon are all, you know, they're independent pieces. I don't know that that you think every orange slice is a different, is its own piece.
Why not? It's a case, it's its own thing.
No, but it's all connected to the whole orange. The rimon pits are sort of independently buried inside.
Right here?
Okay, now he says, okay, Zion, Dain Lima Garin, Vafilima Garin, Eno Roy Lechel Klal, Kivin Shuako Parambala, cool, but okay, even if the pit is not edible, but you didn't take it out, you ate the whole thing, it's a beria. And he says, Afilim Lakach, he says, even if you took out the pit, it's no longer whole. Koshkim Nefchach Meat Meprigufu, he cut a little piece of the fruit. Vim Nafo Meno Ksasai De Bishop Moshe Regilasu, the Sparper, Gampinir Shai De Zbatu Meno Shame Beria, right? When you cook it, right, part of it comes off, right? So maybe that's what happens when you dry out a raisin, right? So again, it's not a beria, even though it seems to be the whole thing, but if a little bit is missing, it's no longer beria. And then the garin, if you take the garin out, the seed, the pit, garin and even if they're edible, is about the same beria me'apri. If it's edible, so you're taking an edible part of that fruit away. But if it's inedible, right, you have a plum, and there's a plum pit in the middle, and you put the whole plum in your mouth, but you took the pit out first. Gamkin is batel, for even though the pit wasn't edible, you thought it's beria, it's not a beria anymore. Right, we talked about that before. Oh, that's where it came up. Right, you had inside that apricot pit, there was something that was edible. So he says, right, really apricots. Not plums, right? So he says that there's a pit, and you take out, you know, the hard shell. That's what really Rabbi said. Gam can have a bchal beria. Right, so he says, right, throwing away the whole shell. So that would be true with a nut, right? You take away the walnut covering and you eat the whole walnut, that's a beria, right? The outer shell doesn't really count since the food was absorbed inside of it. So, okay, we're going to stop here. Same time tomorrow night. We'll see who's around. Everybody should all be well for tomorrow night. Okay. Speak to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.